Hello, football fans. Welcome to Inside the Thunderdome, your favorite CJFL podcast about your favorite CJFL team. The Thunder are now 7-0, the best team in the country, locked up first place for the playoffs in the division. Absolutely incredible season, absolutely incredible game this past Sunday in Edmonton against the Huskies. They were down by 16 points, but the boys rallied together to try and make that win happen, and it did happen in thrilling fashion in overtime. Today on the show, we'll hear from head coach Scott McCauley on what it's like to be carrying this undefeated season. We'll also hear from standout linebacker Ryan Mills and receiver Isaiah Woodley, whose heroics against the Saskatoon Hilltops propelled them to victory. So without further ado, let's go inside the Thunderdome. Here comes the Thunder. All right, so it's been a few weeks. I know, I apologize for that. I've been dealing with some other stuff outside of the podcast, but I am glad and I'm happy to be back doing this, getting you up to date on everything Regina Thunder. The boys, like I said in the intro, are now 7-0. This is the best season the Thunder have ever had. Undefeated going into the last week of the season against the Calgary Colts at Libel Field at 1 p.m. Make sure you're there to see the boys make history. It's been an absolutely incredible season, and on the show today, we're going to hear from two of the players that have helped that season become a reality. First off, we're going to talk to linebacker Ryan Mills, who was named CJFL Defensive Player of the Week a couple weeks back for his incredible efforts against the Saskatoon Hilltops. He talked about how much those games meant to him and what it was like to get that nod. So without further ado, here is Ryan Mills. All right, joined by Thunder linebacker Ryan Mills. Ryan, you've had a fantastic few weeks here in the PFC, getting a Defensive Player of the Week nod a few weeks ago against the Hilltops. How are you feeling at this point in the season?
Feeling pretty good. You know, we're having fun out there flying around. As a group, we're just doing our job, and that's why our defense is rolling so well.
And I mean, you're part of the reason that the defense is doing so well. You're flying, you're making a lot of tackles. What about that Hilltops game in particular, that thriller, or two thrillers in a row, elevated you to that play?
I was pretty amped up for those two games. I was just flying around trying to have as much fun as possible. A lot of times people forget that they're having fun, so like I was just trying to have as much fun as possible and do my job, help the team win.
And obviously getting a win and then getting that nod for Defensive Player of the Week, how did that feel?
It was pretty cool. It was a little unexpected, but, when everybody on my team was telling me that it might happen, I didn't believe them at first, and then it happened. It was pretty cool.
And then, obviously, the Thunder are 5-0, best team in the country. What is the defense focused on for the next five games here?
Just staying locked in, fixing any errors that we're making, trying to get better each practice, each game, and just lock in and, you know, focus on the task at hand.
All right, that was Ryan Mills. Thanks again, Ryan, for joining us on the show today. I do appreciate it. Keep up the good work on the field. If you're not seeing number 54 everywhere on the field, I don't know what you're watching, because this kid is everywhere, making plays left, right, and center, and they're very clutch plays. They're very integral plays to the game, and they help that defense get that offense back on the field so that we can put some points up. Speaking of that offense, receiver Isaiah Woodley had the game-winning touchdown against the Hilltops a few weeks back, but he doesn't give all the credit to himself, as obviously Ryland Sokol had a few clutch catches down the stretch to set up that touchdown. But we'll hear from Isaiah on how this offense is rolling right now, which we saw yesterday in that comeback victory, and what they need to do going through the season. All right, with Thunder receiver Isaiah Woodley, obviously a couple weeks back in that Hilltops game, you had a very clutch touchdown, what ended up being the game-winning touchdown. Just take us through that entire game and then through that play.
Well, obviously there's a huge rival between the Hilltops and the Thunder leading up to that game. Even the game previously we played, you know how it ended on a field goal. So I guess going into that game, knowing that it was such a big game, we knew that we had to perform like right, and we knew that we had to do the right stuff that we practiced. Obviously, going through the week of practice, coach getting us prepared. And then it just comes down to execution. You run the same things in practice, and it just comes down to executing in the game and, like, going over, knowing that you're confident in your teammates and you're confident in the coaching staff that you're just going to get it done, whatever they tell you to do.
And obviously with Shuchuk going down early in that game and Arapco coming in, backup quarterback, he was struggling a little bit. What was being said in the huddle and on the offensive sidelines to get that group going?
Well, for starters, we believe in everybody on our team. There's not, like, a guy that we just think, you know, starting quarterback goes down, we still believe in the guy in the back of him. So basically just giving him that confidence, telling him that we got his back no matter what. You know, coming in, you might have a little couple bad drives, but we still going to stick with him no matter what, and we still going to push through. And that's what ultimately happened.
And obviously on that drive, there was a few clutch catches by Rylan Sokol on the sideline. How did that set you up for your touchdown?
Well, he's a great receiver. Like, we all know he's huge, big, can go get it. So I think that kind of sparked the whole touchdown situation, because everyone talks about my touchdown, but like that catch right there kind of solidified us to get in close range to run the ultimate touchdown to me. So his touchdown's actually probably, to me, like the biggest point in the game, because it's like the turning point. If that touchdown doesn't happen, we don't score. That catch happened, we don't score.
And obviously you guys were in Edmonton last week. You're hosting Edmonton again this week. What, obviously coming off the two thrilling victories of the Hilltops, I guess, take us into what's going on now that you're facing kind of a weaker team in the Edmonton teams.
Well, we still prepare like we're facing the top team, because every week we're getting the best of the best, because every week they're going to be the best. They're going to bring their best, and we're going to have to play for their best. So to me, we look at every team the same, man. It's like no team's bigger than the other, because obviously teams, their record doesn't show or do them justice in this league, because like the Edmonton have some very good athletes on their team. So we just go into every game, same mentality. We just got to go in, win, do our job.
And obviously 5-0, best team in the country. How is it looking? How is it feeling in that offensive room right now?
Oh, it feels good, but we just got to stay grounded. Don't want to get too high. Don't want to get too low, because 5-0 is good and all, but we know what the ultimate goal is at the end of the season. That's to be national champion. So you just got to look forward to the next game, and be prepared. Can't be satisfied.
Awesome. Thanks, Isaiah. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Once again, that was Isaiah Woodley, number 17. Thanks again, Isaiah, for joining me today. I do appreciate it. Yeah, that offense has been rolling. Obviously, Carter Shuchuk is back up and in the game. Obviously, Zenon Arapco did a good job against the Hilltops, leading them back to victory. But this season has been unlike anything the Thunder have ever seen before, especially with the 7-0 start, beating the Hilltops twice, and there's a reason for that. It all starts at the top. Obviously, the organization, the board of directors, led by Murad Al-Khatib, is doing a fantastic job of making sure the best people are in the best positions. But this man coming up next, Scott McAuley, is the reason for all of this. He's leading the recruiting. He's getting the coaches he wants back to help these boys do the best they can on the field. And he's done an incredible job of that. And the 7-0 start, that definitely is something that we should all give him credit for. So I talked to Scott a few weeks back about not getting complacent with a 7-0 start. They were 6-0 at the time. With not getting complacent with an undefeated season so far, and there's always work to be done. And he always says that there's always work to be done. There's always something that can be improved on. So without further ado, here is head coach, the mastermind behind it all, Scott McAuley. All right, coach, obviously the team's 5-0, number one in the country, best record in forever for the Thunder. How does it feel in the clubhouse right now with the team?
I think there's definitely a sense of optimism, but at the same time, I think guys are still hungry and want to work hard. You know, like we had a really good week of practice leading into that first game against the Wildcats. We just, unfortunately came out a little bit more flat in that game, and we need to correct that or whatever. But we're looking forward to this weekend. I think guys are working hard, and we're just trying to take that next step.
And obviously, two thrilling back-to-back victories over the Saskatoon Hilltops. First time in forever that happened as well. That's got to feel just that much sweeter, hey?
Well, it definitely feels good right after those games. We've had some success in past years of, you know, maybe beating them once during the year, but, you know, to beat them twice, that's sort of unheard. So it's kind of a big kudos to the guys in the dressing room here. But, I think we definitely celebrated that night, but then afterwards, we moved on, and we got a tough 3 weeks here, and we got to finish strong.
And obviously with 3 weeks left in the season, what are you saying to the team to try to keep them motivated? Obviously 5-0 is good. You guys basically locked a playoff spot, but trying to keep that momentum going.
Yeah, during the COVID break there, we actually spent a lot of time kind of studying like the All Blacks rugby team, and they have a lot of different mantras and things, but the big thing is like focusing on now, being present where you are, and also like, you know, when you're on top, change your game, aka, you know, raise your standards, things like that. So, you know, we've been really just trying to focus on things like that, you know, trying to raise our standards, put guys in different situations, give guys a little bit more playing time, so we have a little bit more depth going into the playoffs, and also trying to rest some bodies as well.
And obviously there's a lot of teams looking at the Thunder in terms of what they did during the COVID break with the recruiting and keeping the guys and training them to be the starters they are now. What went into that process, and how do you think that process helped this season?
Yeah, well, I think a lot went into that process. Like, I think we're tired, you know, some of the coaches and support people from how hard we worked during those 18 months, like kept on recruiting and trying to do everything we possibly could based on the guidelines. And even like our team manager, Sheila, always went and checked the guidelines and gave us quick updates. And we were able to sort of adjust on the fly of what we could do with the players, led by like WebEx stuff, going through playbooks and tests. I know like Brian Boyes really started using Google Classroom, something that was sort of new that he was using with Stefan Ensen there, and, you know, running the guys through tests. And then, you know, when we could have groups of eight with the young guys, start off with them. It's just, you know, we're just keeping these guys engaged, trying to empower coaches and just, you know, like support staff to do what they feel like is best for the team, but also making sure we're going the right path. You know, the other thing too is like lifting weights, nothing replaces that, right? So I think we did a decent job keeping guys engaged, and it paid off for the first, you know, 4 to 5 weeks here. We just got to see how it's going to work out now, right? So,
and obviously being 5-0, there's not a lot of things that outside people would see that are missing from the Thunder's game, but what's one thing I guess you think the team needs to work on for the last 3 games of the season?
For the last 3 weeks of the season, like, I would like to see our offense continue to work on their run game. You know, there's one thing to be able to run the ball when you got a guy like Justin Rieger and Braden Long in there, right? They're experienced guys and great athletes. And then you get some young guys in there like Likert and Coop. So they're great running backs as well. But, you know, they just don't have that vision that the older guys have right now. So we want to continue to try to work on the run game. And then when it comes to defense, you know, really two things come to my mind is like, one, do your job. You know, like, don't try to do too much. Just do your job and expect that the other guys will do theirs. And the other thing is tackling, right? And tackling all around. So that's something we need to prove on. I guess there's also a third facet of the game, special teams. Don't want to forget about those guys. But, you know, for us with special teams, again, I think it's just, you know, cover game, like, has been pretty good. We just want to make sure we're consistent with our blocks on punt before releasing, and we're making sure that we're communicating and everyone's on the same page of where they got to go and how to get there.
All right, that was the head coach of the Regina Thunder, Scott McCauley. Thanks again, Coach, for joining us on the show today. Do appreciate it. Yeah, the work this man has put in the offseason in the past 18 months of COVID, trying to get the players that he has on the field now, on the team now, building this team to this potential that we've seen this season, to this first place finish, to the 7-0 start. Obviously, with 1 week left in the season, we're going for 8-0 against the Calgary Colts at Libel Field at 1 p.m. Be sure to be there as the Thunder are looking to make history and ride that winning streak right on into the playoffs. If you have nowhere else to be Sunday, I don't know why you wouldn't go to Libel Field. And even if you do have places to be Sunday, cancel those plans and show up to Libel Field at 1 p.m. and watch the boys do work. Thanks again for joining me on Inside the Thunderdome. I really do appreciate it. I'm sorry this one was a little bit delayed, but as I said, life gets in the way. But I will be back very, very shortly with another episode. In the meantime, I just want to say thank you to everyone who bought an NFL lottery ticket from the Thunder. Obviously, all the proceeds of that go towards the team and helping the scholarship fund, helping these kids be able to play football while also attending school or whatever they need to do to advance their lives outside of football. So thank you very much to everyone who bought a ticket. Best of luck in that draw. If you need any more information from the Thunder, be sure to follow them on all their social media. They keep it up to date very well. It's very well run. Make sure to check them out on Insta, Facebook, and Twitter. And you'll never miss a beat when it comes to Regina Thunder. And I'll be back very, very shortly with another episode of Inside the Thunderdome. But again, I appreciate the listen, and we'll see you in a few weeks. Here comes-